Hi, everyone. This is Nancy Duncan from Duncan Hearing Healthcare. Each month, we send out a newsletter to keep our community updated on the latest happenings in our world, as well as adding some fun event news and staff spotlights where we can. We had a few people ask us if we could offer our newsletters in an audio format to make them more accessible. So here I am, Nancy Bott.
Hi there. Happy New Year. How were your holidays? What did you do? Our team spent the holidays with our families, enjoying some time away from work to relax and recuperate. We hope you had a restful and heartwarming holiday season. January always feels like a fresh start. I must admit, I do love the new beginnings, the clean slate, and the sense of renewed focus that come with this time of year. My goal this year is to be happy and healthy and enjoy lots of new adventures. As for our clinic, we're keeping to our mission of continuing to help our patients with all their hearing healthcare needs. It breaks my heart that there are still so many people in our community living with untreated hearing challenges, whether it's because the decline is gradual or because they're simply not ready to seek help. Our goal this year is to support as many of them as we can. If you know somebody who might benefit from a hearing check, it would mean the world to us if you made an introduction. What are some of your goals or hopes for the year ahead? As always, if you have any questions or need any help, we're here. Here for the holidays 2025. In 2025, we opened up nominations for you to tell us about someone you believe deserves the gift of better hearing. We had so many incredible nominations that it was hard to pick from all of the great stories, but we had to narrow down to a winner, and that winner is Olivia. Congratulations on being our 2025 recipient of the gift of better hearing. Olivia was nominated with such care, highlighting how improved hearing could help her stay connected to the people in moments that matter most. We're honored to walk alongside her as she takes this important step. Meet Linda, new year, new her. Last year, our team had the honor of helping so many people reconnect with the world around them, optimize their hearing, and rediscover confidence in everyday life. Today, I'd love to introduce you to Linda, who shared her inspiring story of transformation. It's a beautiful reminder of why we do what we do. Here's her story. Before my appointment at Duncan Hearing, my biggest concern was the permanent change in my life because of needing to wear hearing aids. I was afraid of total hearing loss, like several people I know. At my first appointment, I was very impressed by how professional and knowledgeable every staff member I met at Duncan was. So genuinely kind, and they instinctively could sense my fears, concerns, doubts, and sadness about my life changes before I had expressed anything. I felt at home instantly. I struggle with memory due to head injuries and often forget to wear my hearing aids. On those days, the tinnitus is loud and constant through the day and night. When I do wear my aids, my right ear always feels itchy or like something is sticking in it. On the plus side, the ear ringing is very low, while sounds and voices are much easier to hear and understand. I would tell anyone to trust Duncan Hearing. I was scared about going there and having my hearing tested and worried about what the results would be. Duncan is not only a healthcare facility, but it is also a teaching resource. I learned about different tools for people with a hearing loss, different types of hearing aids, and various ways to cope with loss of hearing. I will be forever grateful for the care, kindness, and guidance that Duncan has shown me and how much my quality of life has improved. If you feel someone close to you might benefit from hearing this story, why not share it with them? You might be the push that they need to get their hearing checked and transform their life, just as Linda did. New Year, new quiz. Can you get all three right? One, which country celebrates New Year's first due to its position near the international dateline? A, Japan. B, Kiribati. C, New Zealand. D, Australia. Two, which iconic landmark is the centerpiece of Sydney's famous New Year's fireworks display? A, Sydney Opera House. B, Harbour Bridge. C, Bondi Beach. D, Darling Harbour. Three, in Spain, what food is traditionally eaten at midnight on New Year's Eve for good luck? A, grapes. B, almonds. C, figs. D, oranges. Answers are at the end of this audio newsletter, so stick around to see how you did. Frank's story, when hearing loss hits home. After years spent working in a noisy auto repair shop, Frank didn't realize how much hearing loss was affecting both his work and his relationships until it became impossible to ignore. In his own words, Frank reflects on the hesitation, fear, and eventual relief that came with addressing his hearing loss and the meaningful changes that followed at home and in everyday life. If you'd like to read his full story, head to the blog section of our website. Fun days to celebrate in January. January 14th, National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Get ready for an adorable photo op. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day, so let your furry friends show off their style. We're not sure Addie Mae is going to like this one. January 21st, National Hugging Day. Share the warmth and spread some cheer by giving someone a heartfelt squeeze for National Hugging Day. January 28th, National Blueberry Pancake Day. Start your morning with a sweet fruity stack to celebrate National Blueberry Pancake Day. Always here to support you. It's an honor to continue being part of your hearing journey. Hearing improvement is a continuous path, and we are here to make every step smoother, clearer, and more enjoyable. If you'd like to schedule an appointment or have any questions, just reach out, call 508-501-3492, or reply to this email. Have a wonderful day. Speak soon, Dr. Nancy Duncan. P.S. Here are the trivia answers. 1. B. Kiribati, located in Oceania in the Pacific Ocean. 2. B. Harbor Bridge. 3. A. Grapes, specifically 12 of them. How many did you get right? Have a great 2026.